What up, Whiskey Ginger fans? Welcome back to the show. If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the show. If you're on the YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you know when we're popping up with new episodes. This week, I'm super happy to sit down with my boy Andrew Scholes, although he's across the country in New York, battling out the madness that is going on over there. Again, all the dates that we've been putting out, rescheduling for the Andrew Santino Red Rocket Tour, are online at andrewsantino.com. You can check it out. Things are being pushed around. We can't help it. We're doing our best, man. I'm sorry. But you can go to andrewsantino.com to see all the dates. And you can also go on there and check out, oh, Boston just got released. Boston, I'm playing the Wilbur Theater in Boston October 17th. So those dates are going to be up there. You can buy them tickets. I think that's safe enough to say October will be a great time for all of us, I hope. I hope. It's my birthday weekend, so I want to go party in Boston, dude. Go to AndrewSantino.com for all those details, as well as our Patreon and our merch. We got great, incredible merch there. A whole slew of stuff that you can buy. Shirts, hats, also a hoodie. And our Patreon is there where I'm doing solo episodes for certain tiers and one-on-one Q&A chats. We have a lot of exclusive content we're going to continue to put up there as time goes on. I'm very excited to bring it to you. So go to AndrewSantino.com for all of that jazz. But enough of me rambling. Let's get to the episode.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers, oh hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
What you know
what
about
is this?
What you know about that right there?
Oh yeah, McAllen's great. I got a bunch of that. Shit.
Look
dude.
At the year though. Look at the year.
20 What is it? 21?
That's 21, bro. That's 21, bro. Okay?
21.
You know where I got this?
What is it? 21. That's German, bro. 21, McAllen.
I don't know.
Where did you get that? Who gave it to you?
I got this in a underground strip club in Russia.
What? Come on, man. When?
In Moscow, Russia. I was in Moscow, Russia doing shows, and we went to this crazy underground strip club. It was across the street from like the Russian courthouse, from the Moscow courthouse, and it was in a garage, and a wall of the garage just opened up. It was a cement wall, and it just opened up, and then we drove in, and inside were like no less than 50 women in wedding gowns, but they were like bra wedding gowns, like you see through lace wedding gowns. Screaming at the top of their lungs that we arrived like we're the fucking Miami Heat after their third championship, going crazy, losing their shit. And we're in there with this Russian comic who's like, he's huge out there. He took us and we had our own little private room. The room had a bedroom in it and a jacuzzi and a shower. He's like, any girl you want, $200.
I mean, $200
$200, bro. And that was his
real
rate.
Cheap.
No, matter of fact, right. He paid for everything. He was like, any girl you want is whatever you want.
$200 sounds ridiculously cheap.
I mean, that's his deal. He probably spent 20 grand that night.
Jesus.
Minimum. Christ. Minimum 20. I was like, Jesus. How much should I pay? He goes, it would be more than the whole money you make coming here. So I went from how much can I pay to, yo, can I get that McAllen to go?
Yeah. Can you wrap up the McAllen for the table, please?
I'll take some of the grape leaves. Those grape leaves.
Yeah. Cheers, bro. Cheers to you sipping on that McAllen. Cheers.
Hold
cheers.
On, but
cheers.
There's none left, bro. I have one sip left.
Oh, bro. All right. Well, hit the one sip.
Hold on. Okay.
Hit the sip.
Let's do one sip together. What are you sipping on?
This is a little bit of Eagle Rare. Buffalo Trace's, that's their like older brother.
Ready?
Their oldest brother is Blanton's. Yeah, cheers to you, brother.
Cheers.
Cheers.
How do you say...
cheers, man.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
You say Slánce in Ireland.
Slánce.
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 Slánce. Slánce. I didn't do it. Let me do a proper intro, too. We're going to use all that stuff.
Son, my bad.
No, you're good, dude. No, I don't... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Whiskey Ginger. My guest today is one of my favorite people on earth. I say that for all my guests, but I mean it once again today. It's Andrew Scholes again. My man. You got the... Schultz, you got the racing jacket on. You know what I mean? You've transcended. Now, only black dudes when I was a kid could wear racing jackets. And now you rock it, bro. Only black dudes. I had black friends that would wear NASCAR jackets. And they would never go to NASCAR.
Never.
They
That's
rock
cultural
it.
Appropriation, bro. Why didn't we call them out on that?
Yeah, because you know why? Because all the people. I think that's such an inside joke. All the people that go to those NASCAR things hate black people, so they wear the jacket to be like, "Yeah, I'll wear your shit." You know, I think that's them shitting on the culture, being like a step above. Also, black people like bright colors, and they always had like Skittles sponsors or like Tide. It was always bright, shiny colors. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, man. That relationship with Skittles went downhill, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, actually, but you know what? No, Marshawn Lynch. You know, he brought it back.
Was Trayvon eating Skittles?
Skittles, yeah, it was. Yeah. Can't but Marshawn Lynch was a Skittle guy forever, man.
Marshawn
he repped
was,
Skittles
huh?
hard. Yeah, he would eat them. He would, you know, remember when he didn't want to do press conferences, he would just say, "Thank you for asking that question."
Yeah.
He would just go, "Yeah, thank you for saying that." He would start eating Skittles in the middle of the press conference. That was like his response.
I do kind of like looser call that. I don't understand what they want from running backs in press conferences. It's just
what do you
like,
want from
I run
anybody?
Straight. I just run straight or I run around. Well, I mean,
I've had
I try
this.
To avoid
I've
the
had
other
this
guys.
Argument. I've had this argument so many times. I don't think athletes should be required to do post game interviews. If they want to, they can. If they're that kind of guy that likes being, because otherwise you get someone like Kawhi Leonard who gets in front of the camera, who's not good on camera because they force him to be there, and then you get one of those memes out of him that's like, because he can't laugh,
right?
You know, and then they loop it and spread it around. It's like, you know, I think unless they want to speak to the media, why do I need to, you know, why? Get one guy that represents the whole team, and then the rest of the guys, if they want to talk, they can. Otherwise, leave them alone.
I'm losing you a little bit.
Are you losing me right now?
A little
I got
bit,
you
yeah.
Just
How's
fine.
The Wi-Fi?
Yeah,
is that my Wi-Fi?
I'm good. I got you fine. You're good on my end.
Okay, you were just getting a little blurry, and then it went slow-mo for a second.
The technological flubs of this shit, man. This sucks. How are you holding up in New York? What's going on?
I'm fucking done, bro. I'm done with it. I'm not wearing a mask anymore. It's a wrap. I'm over it. Let's get back to normal. Mm-hmm. It's time to get back to normal. I can't do it anymore.
So are you not wearing a mask at all, even when you're going into
school? I'll only wear a mask if the store requires me to. I'll wear the mask. But like, I just think it's stupid. I'm going to start. I'll start shaking hands probably next week. Like, I'm over it. It's not like, I feel like we would have all gotten it now if we were supposed to get it. You've been going around. You've been hanging out. You've been probably at different people's studios and shit.
Well, here's what I've been doing. Me and Bobby. Bobby's the only one I see in studio.
Did Bobby get it?
I don't know. I feel like he might be the source.
He's
you know
the
what
fucking
I mean? I
source. So if you're not getting it from him, you're good. Okay?
Yeah, I feel like he's the one, man. Well, here's the thing. In California, every single store requires a mask. They won't even let you in. They won't let you in the front door unless you have a mask on. I mean, New York is got to be the same, right? They're not letting you in the stores if you don't have a mask. Yeah.
I mean, Whole Foods. Crazy. That's it. But I'm fine. We can wear a mask in the stores, but it's just like, we got to stop it. Like, you're walking out across the street, like, and somebody, like, sidesteps 6 feet away so that you're not 6 feet social distance. Like, you fucking cuck. Just walk down the street regular, you little bitch.
Dude, it's so
pathetic.
I've been running every night, and I don't run with a mask on because I live in the burbs, dude. No one's anywhere near me.
Beautiful
I live
house.
In the middle of nowhere.
Beautiful
Thank
house,
you, bro.
Eh? Beautiful house.
Beautiful house. Yeah. No, bro, but I run in the neighborhood. I'm near nobody. And people, once in a great while, I'll see someone walking their dog, you know, like 20 yards away.
Yeah.
And they'll give me like a look because I don't wear a mask when I run. But I'm not fucking near anybody. I'm not. Yeah. I couldn't hit you with a tennis ball if I tried it. It's like, I'm nowhere near you. You're never going to, you know. But I get these looks all the time when I run without a mask because I run 7 to 8 miles.
Cowards.
Yeah, they just
don't deserve it.
They just give me this. Here's my thing. If you want to be overprotective, I understand. Do your thing. Whatever. But Don't throw me looks because I'm running without a fucking mask.
Also, don't be overprotective, you pussy. We got to get back to like, remember when we called OCD people weirdos? Like, okay, we all did the OCD thing for a month. Eventually, we got to get back to normal, okay?
Yeah.
And we're not going to get back to normal with this wash your hands 15 times. Are you washing your hands after you pee anymore? I stopped.
To be real with you, I never wash my hands after I piss.
I never have. Be honest. Right when it hit, you still didn't?
I swear to God, I don't.
I respect.
I only wash my hands after I dookie. I wash my hands every, of course, but like after I piss, I just that's I don't know.
Bro.
I mean, that's
bro.
You know,
after
I think
a dookie,
didn't
dude,
Seinfeld
after a dookie, dude. Be honest.
After a dookie,
if you're folding four times and you don't puncture, you're washing your hands after a dookie. If you fold four times and you don't puncture,
if I don't puncture and it's a ghost shit and there's no remnants, there's no leftovers, then I might do like a quick zhuzh real fast. I might do
no
a real
soap,
fast.
Just water.
Zhuzh, and then I get out. Yeah, a little zhuzh, and then I move on.
Will you ever? I mean, how confident? This is gonna talk about confidence. How confident are you? Will you ever shit and be like, I'm so confident that's a ghost shit, I'm not even gonna wipe. I'm gonna put my underwear and pants on and then go about the rest of my day. Have you ever been that? You seem like a confident man, Santino. Do you have that level of confidence?
There's a couple of days, bro, where I take such a smooth, clean ghost shit that I get up and I walk away and I leave it knowing it's going to ghost away into the toilet. I don't even hit the, I let it go away on its own. I'm not flushing it. I don't even flush it. I know it's going to disappear when I come home. Someone better take care of it. Ugh. My schedule has changed of like, what's crazy because I used to get up first thing in the morning. I'd get in the shower. And now I do work and then I go work out and then I shower or I won't even till the end of the day if I know I got to run. Because it's like I feel dirtier now around the house because I'm a weirdo with OCD cleanliness. Mm. But now because my schedule isn't get up and get out of the house, that's really manipulated the way I'm like. That's been my wash your hands 15 times a day. My consciousness over showering because I used to wake up and immediately get in the shower. Like, do you shower first thing in the morning?
I do whatever I can to avoid showering.
What are you, 15?
I only shower if I fuck or work out. Those are the only times I'll ever shower.
Come on, bro.
Sex or workout.
That's it?
Yeah. And I'm not having that much sex. So it's mostly working out. So I would say I shower on average maybe 4 times a week tops.
Bro. Come on.
Yep.
When it's the middle of the summer and it's hot as fuck in New York, it's
I'm just
humid.
Talking about Corona. If we're not in Corona, it's a different game, right? If we're sweating all over the place, if I'm on flights and shit, you're flying from New York to Tampa, of course I'm going to take a shower when I get there. But it's just me and my girl in the crib, and then I'm coming to the studio, and then we're in the crib. Like, what the fuck do we need a shower for?
What's her schedule? Has she noticed that? Has she been... You don't keep tabs on her?
She's just in the house waiting for me to come home. Got all the energy. I've been expending energy all day. I've been doing podcasts all day. I'm talking all day. I'm creating content all day. And I open that door and she is ready to fucking go. She is ready to go. Tell me all the shit she didn't do that day.
Just vomit, just mental vomit, just blah, 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 blah. And you just have to absorb it, just eat all that shit. You just have to eat it up.
I love it, dude.
My lady, my old bag was, she's in the mode of trying to maybe get that baby circulating. So she's like, trying to set up some sexy fuck schedule.
Are you painting walls, dog?
Yeah, dude. So listen to this.
Are you painting walls? Hold on, man.
Yeah. No drip mats. I'm letting it go. No, I'm just broad strokes.
Okay.
I'm losing it.
Now,
letting it go.
I've never gotten a girl pregnant. When you bust, do you even stay in for like the dribble that comes out after? Or do you just give her the first two shots that actually shoot out?
You got to let it sit. You got to let it sit.
You let it sit and you get soft in her. Mm-hmm. You just soften up.
No, you don't soften up. I got some strong genes. My old man, dude, one time in the car, I was like 14 and like a boner pill ad came on the radio or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? And my dad is like, you know, guys, when they get older, you know, they can't get their penis up anymore. And I was like, wait, really? And he's like, yeah, they can't get erections anymore. A lot of guys, when they get older, their penis can't get hard. And I was like, whoa, that's your dick just like runs out of boners? My dad was like, no, just, you know, it's time. And he's like, you'll understand it when you get older. I don't want to get into it. And I was like, does your penis still get hard, Dad? And he turns to me, he's like driving like a fucking movie. He just turns and he goes, you're from good stock. So I was like, I won't have to worry about that shit. But I stay hard for a long time, dude. After I'm done, I'm still pretty hard for another like 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, no, that's
I stay stiff. I don't know, because he's ready to go again just in case. So I let it sit. I let it sit for a little while. And usually, if I'm being courteous, I let her, she gets to take another ride, you know?
Hold on.
She's got a 2-for-1.
How old are you?
36.
And you fuck, you come, mm-hmm. and then you fuck right again.
Yeah. Not every time, but I can do. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Meat and potatoes and whiskey. I can't do that.
Meat, potatoes, and whiskey. Yeah, dude. You know what? I think it's not every time, dude. It depends on the mental facets too, right?
Yeah.
How turned on I am. But the other day, I ran 7 miles, mm-hmm. and she's being real sexy. I get to the house. There's like a note on the door. It's real sexy. Come inside the room, you know? I get in there.
Wait, what?
She's looking. She's.
How do you make a note saying "come inside the room, sexy"? What does she think? You were just gonna hang out in the living room of your own home? You think after your run, you weren't gonna go into your room and fucking change clothes,
dog? I have other rooms, bro. I have other showers.
Nice house.
I got other showers. Nice house. Thank you. Yeah. No, I usually go shower in the other shower, right? I didn't know where she was.
Right.
But she left a little cute note being like, come see me in the room.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. And I get it. I take a shower. I get in there. She's looking fucking stunning. And I'm so tired from running that I start to try to get into it. And I straight up go, I'm not going to do it. I'm never going to be able to. 7 miles, man. My body was rocked.
It's a lot. You don't just give her that back?
I was like, you got to give me a couple hours. You got to give me some downtime. Maybe later tonight.
Question,
too hard, man.
Can you give her that back, though? Can you lay on the back and then just let her do what she does?
No, man, I'm tired. After running 7 miles, I'm beat, dude.
But you don't have to do anything. You just lay on your back.
I know, but I still have to get into it, bro. You know, and getting into it is such a big step to get into it. You know, like I don't want to just lay there. That's no fun. Then she's like, fucking a dead guy.
That's the best.
No, I want to pump, dude. I like
pumping. Nah, dude. Come on, man.
Your boy likes pumping, dude. I'm the pump king player. Dude. You lazy Schultz. You're fucking lazy Schultz.
No,
I'm the
way,
pump
dude.
King player.
No, you got to get on. You got to get below and then just maybe I'll do some pumps from below.
Yeah, but that's whack. That's weak. How hard
right
can
there.
You snap?
That right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, a couple of bam.
That right
bam,
there.
Snap.
Get that.
Yeah.
Dude, that's my move. Dead
that
serious.
Is. That's your number one.
That's my move. No. The lily pad.
I like being in control, bro. I want to drive it. I want to fly the plane.
You could still be in control, man. You could still be
not
in control
from down there.
From underneath.
When the female is on top, my whole life, I've always felt like I feel like I'm not going to get the last shot. I'm like, you got to give me the ball, coach. I got to switch. Let me on top so I can let me figure this out. Because when I'm below, it's good. It's good. It's good. But you know, you want LeBron to hit that last fucking shot. So flip over. Let me hit it. Let me do it my way.
Dude. I like them coming on top. They know how to work their own system. I just sit there and they use me like a vibrator. They come and then I start to do whatever I want to do and have sex. Because I feel bad, I guess. I feel guilty if she doesn't come, but I do.
Oh, yeah,
I do
but you
feel
always
shitty.
Gotta let her. Well, yeah, but you always got to let them go first.
Exactly.
You
so they got to go first, and then I let them get on top, and I let them knock that shit out, and then we start to have fun, et cetera.
Right.
But I'm not going to try to fuck it out of you. It just seems so crazy. It's like, you know where it is.
But once you've been with someone for a long time, you communicate how they get what they need, so you figure that out fast.
Mm.
You figure that out real fast.
Mm.
I go diving.
You like to go diving.
I go deep sea diving.
I go sunbathing.
Yeah, I figure it.
I like to just hang out on the beach. Hey, have a good time. Hey, enjoy the water. Let me know.
I got my flippers on and shit and my mask. I'm walking down, kicking up sand and shit. My snorkel getting caught. You're just sitting on your fucking towel, chilling. Hey, man, enjoy it. Tell me how the water is, bud. Hey, speaking of this, tell me you heard this.
Can I stop you and congratulate you real quick? Everybody keeps telling me how amazing Dave is, and I know I told you privately.
Oh, yeah, people, yeah.
But,
people like it.
You know, Charlamagne just gave this big endorsement to it on the podcast this week, and Alex, you know, the guy who does all the video stuff for me, he's like, yo, this show's amazing, this, that, the other. It's absolutely incredible. So, congrats, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
This is great.
I think it's the biggest comedy viewership since Atlanta for FX, which
amazing.
Is wild. Yeah,
amazing.
We're the black Jewish. We're the Jewish version of Atlanta. We're like the black Jewish version of Atlanta because he's embedded in hip hop culture. Charlamagne was in the last episode,
right?
Which was great because he didn't hold back. You know, he was shitting on Dave, which was fun to watch Charlamagne be Charlamagne. Like, they didn't, you know what I mean? I hate when somebody like Charlamagne goes on a show and they make him do a different thing. It's not worth it. So let him do what he's going to do. So he treated Dave kind of how he always treats Dave, which I liked. You know what I mean? It was very obvious. And by the way, I still don't know if Charlamagne's a fan. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if he likes Dave.
I know he really likes the show. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to impress Charlotte as a white rapper.
Yeah. Well, dude,
like,
I mean,
you gotta like check off all these boxes as a white rapper for Charlamagne. I've noticed, like, anytime white rappers go in, you know, he's always like, so what are you doing to like support Black Lives Matter and all this shit? And then when black rappers come in, he's just like, so what's good?
Yeah. But like, I mean, that's comes with the territory, bro.
The community.
That comes with the territory. I get that. But I've said this before on podcasts, and I get a lot of shit for it. But I've said it before. I prefer my rappers black. That's just me. I prefer my rappers black. I was never
really
a big white rapper dude. No, I mean, I like Eminem, but Eminem was never my goat. Okay, he was never my goat.
You're not white angst.
No,
I
never
liked.
I wasn't.
Who you are inside. You probably would relate to like what a black rapper is talking about before you related to Eminem.
Yeah, so I never like. I was never.
But are you
a common guy?
Do you like Common? Do you like the poetry rap, the woke fucking, whatever that is? I don't even know
Common?
What you call it. Yeah,
dude, I respect.
Isn't he from Chicago?
Common. Yes, I respect Common, but I don't. You know, I don't need like a fucking. I don't need a TED Talk lesson when I want to listen to someone spit shit. Like my favorite. Groups or individuals when I was a kid was always Gangstar, Nas. Nice. I love fucking Jedi Mind Tricks. So I like dark ethereal rap like Jedi Mind Tricks, but I also liked just phenomenal lyricists like Nas. And I love Gangstar because I thought Premier made the greatest beats of all time. And I think Guru's voice was, you know, but that was more those are kind of my cliques of hip hop. Like I used to joke around all the time, but my friends would give me shit. I never liked the Beastie Boys. I still don't like the Beastie Boys. You'll never convince me that they're the group that everyone loved. I get that they were early in the game. Respect that they were pioneers. They never hit with me. Ever. I just never liked it. I never liked that stuff. So
here's a question. You don't like white rappers. What about white basketball players? And be honest.
Who? J.J. Redick? Like, who? You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, do you like them a little bit more? Do you rank them a little higher?
No.
Jason Williams.
No. Dude, White Chocolate was great, but but also he proved himself to not have longevity. So many of these white ball
about?
Players...
He got a ring with the Heat.
Dude, he had nothing to do with that.
Huge game five.
Dude, he was great. He was flashy.
Baseline jumper with 4 minutes to go.
He was flashy and he was fun to watch, but he just wasn't. He'll never go down in history as one of the greatest hoopers. I don't think any white ball player will go down as one of the greatest hoopers. So that's my answer. So that's my, it's like, there's no white ball player that I'm like, I mean, that kid, Tyler Harrow. Yeah. He's legit, but you know, who knows? He's never going to be Zion.
Right. I have a question. How long were you in Hollywood before they made you hate white people?
Dude, I've hated white people. I've hated white people my whole life, dude.
How long before they sat you down and they were like, listen, Santino, we think you got a career ahead of you, okay? All we're going to need you to do is diddle that kid and say you hate white people. And you can have whatever you want. You can have Dave on FX. Also on Hulu. You can have it if you just touch the right... There's Tom Hanks. Look, see, he does it. You just touch the right boys and girls, and then everything is yours, Santino. Just admit. Admit they got to you.
Hey, that's
admit
why...
they got to you.
Hey, that's That's why I'm third lead on that show. I would be a fucking superstar if I touched kids, and if I did all the things they wanted me, I'd already be famous by now. I didn't abide. I said, I'll hate white people, but I'm not going to touch kids. And they were like, well, then you're never going to be a star.
That's what
you're never
going to
be a star.
So if you just hate whites, you get third leads. You get you get like the funny friend. You get to be funny friend. But if you want to be the lead,
you got to touch kids. You got to buy into the system.
Okay. So you're saying Lil Dicky's been out there diddling.
Where do you think the name comes from, dude? He's
gay. It's not his dick. It's the-
Shit. Yeah, bro. I didn't buy into the system. Fuck that. No, I didn't.
Come on.
Fuck
they
that.
Had to see you. They had to see you on the come up. They had to see you rise. They had to sit you down and have a conversation with you. They didn't have a convo with you. They were like, listen, we see a future.
They never let me in, bro.
You weren't
they
tapped
never
on the
let
shoulder?
Me in. They never let me in. Nobody ever let me in. No one trusts a redhead. People, they don't trust me either. They don't know. I'm on the fringe of Hollywood. They don't look.
Yeah.
I'm a white Irish Catholic kid from Chicago. They don't want to let me in.
But you don't identify as Italian?
I'm Italian and Irish, but to them I'm a fucking redhead. They don't get they see me as a Catholic Irish Chicago. That's what they see when they see me. I get the same joke every time I walk into any casting room or any meeting with some like producer or whatever, some big shot in Hollywood. They always do the same shit. They always go, "Santino, I didn't think you'd be a redhead. You know, that's not what I thought." And I go, "Yeah, you know, my father's Italian, my mother's Irish. That's, you know, that is what it is." And they're like, "Huh?" And they're like annoyed by it for some, like they expected like Michael Imperioli or some fucking, you know what I mean? Like they wanted someone to look like Joe Mantegna. They wanted someone to look like an Italian when they hear Santino.
Hold on, wasn't Santino in Godfather a redhead?
Yeah, no, Sonny. No, that was Sonny. Sonny was a. Not a redhead, but like a
he was strawberry
brown,
blonde,
light brown, like a light brown maybe. I don't think it was close to red, but it was like a light brown. Yeah. And they killed his ass in a phone booth. Let me ask you this for real.
Go.
Did you hear about this festival? Did you hear about this festival? I just read about this the other day.
Don't
this
say festival Zoom festival. If you tell me there's a Zoom comedy festival,
Panama. No. I'm sure there is Panama. The last. Like a music festival happened in Panama in March or some shit, and they got stuck. And now there's a ton of these people that are stuck in Panama, and the government won't let them leave. Like all these fucking hippie, you know, these tribal fucking festival kids are stuck in this little part of this island off the coast of Panama.
Do they have Kung Flu or no?
No, they won't. But they're contained. They won't let them leave. They can't. No one can leave. So the government of Panama has got all these soldiers down there. Bullying them around a little bit, kind of like keeping them stuck on this island.
This is why
white people love festivals and they get themselves in these situations and that's what happens. That's why you're never gonna catch me flying somewhere to go be isolated with a bunch of weirdos who are on crazy drugs on a little island just listening to some dork music. No, never.
What if
never
it was,
never?
What if it was Epstein's Island? And be honest. Have you been there?
I've been.
Have
it's been fine.
There? Don't
I've been,
fucking
it's
lie
fine.
To me. Oh, you have been? Have you been? Tell me. Yo, what happens on the island? Dude, I know that you're connected.
Honestly,
I
all right,
know,
here's what happens.
Dude. I know.
Okay, I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
Go.
You show. If you're very famous, you show up on a Thursday or a Friday. If you're my level, you show up on a Monday or a Tuesday.
You got
mid-week.
An off night? You didn't even get the weekend? You got a one-nighter? They gave you a door deal at Epstein's Island?
Dude, you got to play. I got to play three shows Monday, two on Tuesday. I
got
to do a matinee on Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
And then
the,
I get to stay for the weekend.
You got the Zany's downtown schedule?
And on Epstein's Island, I have to stay in a condo that's owned by... an outside third party. The carpets are gross. It's just not as nice as you think, man, when you're not that famous. They let you on, but you know, like those guys get served, you know, they get served Wagyu beef. I have a buffet. You know, there's different sections of the island for different people. To make no mistake, we don't all get to break bread together. You don't get to sit at the big boy table, you know?
Yeah.
It's different.
No,
it's different.
I fucking hear it, dog. I know what's going on down there. I know what's going on.
It's just different.
In LA, dog. We don't have that shit here in New York, man. Bro, we don't have that fancy pedophile party shit, you know?
Yeah, you do. It's different, though.
Oh,
it's
what
just
is
different
it?
Out there. New York isn't into and they're not into pedophilia, but they're into
Puerto Ricans.
You guys are into foreign manipulation of adults. Right. Yeah, you steal Puerto Ricans and Cubans and you fuck with their whole lives and you ruin them, manipulate them, you sexually abuse them, you use them as slaves in your economy. Yeah, man. Yes.
Hold on. You're saying that people in New York use Latinos as slaves in our economy.
Yep. Yep.
Where do you get your avocados?
Everywhere, bro. Mexico. I get mine from Juarez. Hey, I really hope this guy, I want this podcast to get picked up, and they're like,
yo, how many shit. Groups can we how many groups can we offend in the one? What are we missing? UFOs? Should we talk about the aliens? No.
Yeah, let's talk about the aliens, man. The motherfuckers came and they showed up.
Are you into the aliens, bro?
The CIA released all that footage. Did you watch any of that footage online of these UFOs?
Man, come on, bro. Come on, bro. It's good. That wasn't the aliens, bro. You didn't see when they hosed down the Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn? That was one of their hats. That's just what happened when...
It got blown off into space?
Dude, they were trying to have a funeral for this rabbi. They wouldn't go inside, and eventually they started hosing him down. One of their hats kept spinning out in the air. They got a little footage of that shit. That's UFO. It, bro. That's all that was.
Did they really? Hey, did they really do that? They hosed down a bunch of dudes. Is that really what happened?
They were in the street, and everybody was saying, "Hey, you got to be inside for Corona and shit." And you know they don't believe in Corona, so they were just outside doing their thing. And then they started hosing them down. Apparently,
who, the fire department showed up and hosed them down?
Alex, how'd they do it? I don't even think it was a fire part. I think it was a few black kids just from the projects right next door.
They cracked the hydrant like it's summer.
About time we clean these motherfuckers.
Cracking a hydrant like it's the middle of summer, letting it spray, putting your hand up to it to get direction and shit. Open it up. It's July. Open it up.
Oh, shit. They were out there apparently because the rabbi died from Corona, and they were just still out there all hanging out.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. De Blasio even tweeted some shit. He was like, yo, y'all need to stay inside, man, for real. But so I respect what they're doing, bro. Just go out there. You're good. You got a beard. It's going to block it.
So let me say this. If you know someone's got it, someone says I tested for it, and they're in your circle, what are you doing? What's your response? Go ahead. Someone that comes to the studio has got it. What are you doing?
What am I doing to them?
What are you going to do about it? What would you do if someone came to the studio and was like, yo, I just tested positive. I have it. I don't have any symptoms. I might be asymptomatic, but I'm letting you know. I don't know. I've been coming to work for the past 4 weeks in the studio. I have it. What are you doing? What's the response?
I'm asymptomatic, bro.
You are?
I think.
You think you've already had it? Or you're a carrier?
Honestly, I think my immune system was not... I think it was just like, we're not dealing with this right now. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
this is not us right now. We're not doing this today.
We don't have time for this shit. You know what I mean? We got content to make. We got things to do, right? So if one of the guys on my team came through and he had the Rones, I think that we would just be like, nah. I think that would be our approach. I think he'd be like, I got it. And we'd be like, nah. And then we just keep on moving and then see what happens. I'm confident I could be around it and I can't get it.
What about Alex's nervous? He's sitting there. He's like, well, you know, that's you, you know?
Alex thinks he had it. He had pink eye or some shit. And he thinks, I think he had pink eye. And he was like, I think it was Corona. It wasn't pink eye the whole time. So he thinks he had it. Mark's girlfriend is a nurse. She's an essential worker.
Oh, no shit. She's not coming home, though. He hasn't seen her.
She comes home. He's hitting that raw dogging spiel. dude, he's raw dogging that Rona. And we're still out here making content. We don't give a fuck.
Mark's wife. Where does she work? What hospital does she work at? His girlfriend.
Yo, chill, fam. Chill, fam. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Santino, proof. Chill out.
I want proof, bro. Show me the papers. Yo, Santino, show me the papers, out, Schultz. Fam. Show me the
Come
papers,
on, there's some crazy
bro.
People out there, bro. No, what hospital is she at?
She works at Weill Cornell.
Oh, okay. Wow. Shit. And she's seeing all these dead bodies? Is she seeing all these like insane amount of dead bodies?
Ain't no dead bodies. They're making it up, bro.
No dead bodies?
Dude, it's no. I mean, look, some people die, but people die. You don't live forever.
When are you dead, Schultz? When is it over for you? When are you dead?
I'm hitting three digits for certain.
No chance. You think you're going to be over 100? You're nuts, bro.
Hey, for certain. Let me tell you.
No way. You got to get more beef. You got to get more beef on your body. That you don't have enough beef. You got to get more beef. You got to get more beef to get to 100.
I have to lift more weights.
Just more mass in general. Like if you know how dads have that stock, that like heavy stock to them, that they're just they may look thick, but it's hard as a rock. You got to get that. You got to get more mass in there.
All those guys have like cardiac arrest.
No, no, that's dudes with stomachs. I'm just talking about just thickness.
Just beef?
Like Alex Jones. Like Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let me tell you something, man. The fucking Corona breaks. Corona breaks. Let me, Schultz, you got to beef up. You got to stop fucking around and you stop fucking hanging out with so many blacks. I mean, I like them. They're fine. They're fine to have near as buddies. I just don't think let them into your house and it's a bad idea. But just, you're a good dude. It's fine. Dude, you know what? You want to know what's insane about this fucking dude? He said he was going to eat his neighbors and they blew it out of her. You know, they interviewed him and they were like, he goes, I'd eat my neighbor if I got hungry enough. I'd fucking eat him. I'd protect my children. I'd eat my neighbor's heads right off their bodies.
Dude, I saw the video. It was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
But we all
He's
would.
He's hilarious.
Wouldn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
If it pushed yes. came to shove, right?
Yes. Yes.
You have to feed your children.
Yeah.
You've already fed them your wife. You're eventually going to start feeding them your neighbors, right? That's who's left.
Yes. Yes. I like how you go wife first. Wife first and then neighbors.
Dude, I'm locking off.
Get rid of her. She's
got to
go.
In a heartbeat, dude. That's the first thing coming off. That's
put that
the
in
left.
The crock pot. Let it simmer for a little while. Let it break down. Put some enchilada sauce in there. Some green chilies. Titty fillets are up, kids. Let's go. Titty fillets are up.
Now, in all seriousness, could you eat? Now, I obviously protect the wifey. I protect the kids. Nothing could ever happen to them. Would
yeah,
you
yes.
eat a human being if it came to that?
I wouldn't even think twice. If I needed to survive, I wouldn't even think twice. I
you
like
would.
If I know I needed to do something like that. You know, some people say, what was that movie, The Soccer Team Alive, you know, that they had to eat each other when they
yes.
crashed in the Himalayas or whatever?
Yes.
And a lot of people, they took like an audience poll at one of the testing groups and they had like something insane when they tested the movie that like 80% of people said yes, but 20% said they just couldn't do it. It was like, who are these 20% of people that couldn't fucking eat someone if your life depended on it?
Those are the ones that would do it even if their life didn't depend on it. That's why they had right. to say no. They would do it no matter what. Okay?
Because they're actually freaks, right?
They
right,
got
right.
it in here. Those are the people.
Right.
I don't see color. Yeah, you do.
Right.
You see it a lot.
Yeah,
you see it vivid, HD. Okay? What I want to understand yeah. is
polarized. You see people polarized. Like he's super black. He's black black. You're right.
But dude,
that's
how are they
something.
Getting any meat on the bone? All the people in that movie Alive are built like Neil Brennan. There's no way that they had any muscles that they could tear meat off of. Dude,
yeah,
first...
You eat Neil Brennan, you're just getting you're getting bones and attitude. That's
you
all
hand
you're
Neil Brennan's thigh to your dog. That's the only person that can get some nutrients out of that thing. There isn't a muscle on Neil's body. Neil's glasses barely stay on his face. Dude,
oh, shit.
Voldemort has an easier time peeping his glasses on than Neil.
Oh, shit.
Love you, Neil.
Love you. Neil, we love you. We love
Come
you,
on.
Neil.
Who
are
you attacking
you,
next? Tyler Perry, let's go.
No, let's talk real talk about fucking... I know you're watching. I know you're watching Last Dance, and you see all this stuff about Isaiah Thomas is coming at Jordan hard,
Sour.
Man. He's...
Sour.
He is hard.
Sour.
It's wild. How much...
Now,
you
were there during it.
They still hate each other. Yeah.
You were there
yeah,
during
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are 6 years old, 7 years old in the beginning?
When Jordan came to the Bulls, I was just... out of the womb.
No,
I mean,
no,
I was,
first championship. 91, is it?
Oh, 91. Yeah, 91. Yeah, I was 8 years old.
8 years old. Okay, so you're like appreciating it. You're beginning to understand what basketball is. By the sixth one, you're a super fan.
I mean, no. I mean, this is the crazy thing about Chicago. Like, my dad doesn't really love basketball anymore. He used to when we were young. And then he was just baseball and football and... He just never, like, you know, but when we were young, he was in love with it. And Jordan was, I mean, dude, we used to eat, we never did this other than when the Bulls were on. We would eat family dinners in the living room in front of the TV. We would never do that. Dude, for anything, it could have been a presidential address about the world ending. We would have eaten dinner at the dinner table. My mother would never let us eat in the living room. But if the Bulls were on, we could sit in the living room in front of the television. My mom, my dad, me, it was like legit. The only time we could watch TV while we ate was if Jordan and the Bulls were on. It was my whole life when I was a kid.
Now, around your family, right? Did Jordan create like a ceasefire with racism, at least while he was playing? Do you know what I'm saying? You know what
my
I'm
uncle,
saying?
Look, my uncles still said the N-word a lot, but they just said it more respectfully when, you know what I mean, during that era.
Mr. N-word.
Jordan, you know what Jordan did? But you know what Jordan did? Jordan did this thing. Jordan did this thing that, you know, Cosby had this effect where, like, Cosby did this thing that he was like, I'm dignified and I'm going to put down, he put down the black community for being culturally who they were, right? Right. And, like, he got certain whites to get on board. I think I told you this story when we talked last time. I sat next to a woman on a plane who saw, I had a zany shirt on or something, and she's like, oh, you do comedy? And I said, oh, I work in comedy. And she's like, oh, I love stand-up. I say, yeah, is that right? And she goes, yeah. I said, who's your favorite? She goes, Bill Cosby. I said, really? This old white lady. I said, why Bill Cosby? And she goes, I just like how he would call out, you know, the call out culture and the youth for, you know, dirty words didn't need to be said, and you didn't need to dress like a thug. And she was saying all the things. I was like, right, this is why when black people were like, fuck Bill Cosby, he's a bitch, is because right. This woman was like, he's teaching them the lessons they need to be taught.
Ah.
So Jordan did this weird thing where he was a well-educated, well-dressed, very, very keen with the media, like smooth and swift. And so white people and black people kind of both were obsessed with this character because he was clean on the court and off the court, he was squeaky clean to the media. So he like broke these weird barriers of racism until years later you found out, you know, not everything that fucking glitters is gold. You know what I mean? You get your fucking dad killed. You owe $80 billion in gambling. You know, all the shit that nobody wants to talk about.
You think he got his dad killed?
Unequivocally. There's literally not a doubt in my mind that his father got killed at the hands of someone that he operated with and owed money to. There's no doubt in
my
mind.
Why do you believe that? Why do you know that?
Because
you're in on Pizzagate?
Because I'm deep on Pizzagate, because I stayed on the north side of Epstein's Island, dude. I told you that.
No, tell me why, for real. I'm curious about the conspiracy.
For a myriad of reasons. One, his father took a nap in his car on a road trip, and at a truck stop, he fell asleep in his car. His father was old. These are two young, very athletic, like in shape young dudes that robbed him. They didn't need to kill him. So the murdering wasn't an accident. They set out to kill him. By the way, if they really wanted to rob him, why would you take whatever bullshit he had and leave him in his car? It just doesn't make sense. Unless he's carrying around 50 racks, why are you killing some old guy for a couple grand? It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't add up, right?
In here, we pour whiskey.
Two out of three men by the time they're 35 are going to experience a little bit of thinning and or baldness. It's just what happens. My hair has been thinning since I came out the womb. That's what happens when you get that Irish-Italian thinning blood in you. It happens to all of us, man. The key thing is prevention. That's what you got to do. You need treatments that can take up to 4 to 6 months to see results, so it's important to see them fast. So Keeps is a company that knows what they are doing. They offer generic versions of FDA-approved hair loss products. They're the best that are out there. You get on their website, you can talk to a legit doctor in your area that lets you know what you are qualified for. It's a great system. Instead of going in to see a doctor and waiting in line and having that uncomfortable moment in the waiting room with other dudes, what is that dude doing here? Is something wrong with his pecker? You know, it's just weird. It's unnecessary. You get online from the comfort of your own home. You can try it out. It's nice. It's easy. It's simple. It comes to your door. You know, finasteride is something that a lot of men use to keep their hair on their head where it is, because it's going to go away. God's trying to take it back. So you can take back control. And by doing that, save yourself a ton of money, because Keeps is the best hair loss prevention medication out there. They got some of the best stuff. They start at just $10 a month for a limited time. You can get your first month for free. Because you're a listener and a fan of my show. If you're ready to take action, prevent your hair loss, go to keeps.com/whiskey to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/whiskey. You know how to spell it, baby. You drank it. Support for Whiskey Ginger is brought to you by Manscaped. They're the best in below-the-belt grooming for dudes. They offer precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Come on, man. All of us know you got to keep it clean down there. Just because you're sitting on your couch, chilling out, maxing, relaxing, and cooling, you need to have some smooth nuts, whether it's for yourself, for your partner, or for both of you, you know? You don't want to put your hand down there when you're lonely, thinking about tugging. to have to sift through a bunch of hair. It's gross, man. Clean it up, especially if you got a lady coming over or a dude coming over, depending on who you are and what you like. Doesn't matter to me. Keep yourself nice and tidy, okay? Keep it clean, will you? Will you keep it clean for everybody? Manscaped has amazing tools. This Lawnmower 3.0 is perfect. It's got a light on it. It's waterproof. It's going to make sure you don't nick your nuts, because that's my biggest pet peeve. I've done it almost every time I do clean my sack up over the years until I started getting their stuff. They send me a bunch of stuff, and I use all of it. It's worth every single penny. I promise. Go to manscaped.com. If you use that promo code WHISKEY, you get 20% off. It's worth it. It's worth it to look your best and feel your best. Keep your nuts clean. You know what I mean? You don't have to wash your hair that often, but you got to shave your nuts, dude. Stay safe. Stay clean. Go to manscaped.com. Type in that promo code WHISKEY to get 20% off. Have a whiskey, shave your nuts, and enjoy the episode, you know?
I like tinders.
The dude is a hound like so many other people in his athletic prowess and ability. It's just the media didn't exist back then. So they didn't know that he owed a lot of money to people. They didn't know he was out gambling constantly. I mean, so years later, they cover up all these secrets about his gambling, but it comes out he owes tons of people money. It just... who's going to get to him? Well, he fucked with the wrong asshole who had the right people that did a dumb thing. Those two kids, I don't think they were going to kill him. I think they were going to fuck him up. But one thing led to another, and they decided to teach him a lesson at the hands of a bigger boss. They didn't snitch. Those two dudes that killed his father, it never came out that they worked for an organization. But I don't believe it for a fucking second that they did.
Oh, they found those kids?
Yeah, those two guys got caught. I mean, well, that's another thing. That's another conspiracy that you can look up online. There are two men that got accused of the murder and put on trial for the murder. Who knows if they were the ones that did it? I don't know. There's no fucking cameras. There's no proof. The cops found them. How they found them? How did they find anybody? I don't know. Especially in that era, you know. I just don't buy it. And I don't think that Commissioner David Stern or whoever, who was it at the time? It was Stern, right? Wasn't it Stern back then? Wasn't it still Stern? Asks him to go play baseball for a while, and then Jordan covers it up and says, my father always wanted me to, I always wanted to play baseball and I want to take some time off. And it's like, dude, he walked away because somebody had some good knowledge and went to the league and was like, hey, if you don't make him go away, something bad's going to happen. So they had to make him go away so the heat could die down and the relations could get figured out.
Question.
Yeah.
Some people say, some people would argue that in order to be as focused as Jordan was, like to have that like hyper focus on success, it's very hard to have huge character flaws that exist at the same time. Like gambling addiction. Now, I'm not saying I believe this per se, because I can make an argument for why he was into gambling for sure. But like some people would say that because he's that singularly focused at his achieving his goal and he's so good at that, it'd be very difficult to coexist with this severe gambling addiction. Right?
You're right.
And that's what some people say. You don't believe that's sure. possible. You think...
No, I think in the same way that Tiger Woods was obsessed with Punani, is the same way that Jordan was obsessed with gambling. Tiger Woods getting pussy 24/7 had nothing to do with his golf game. The most singular focus in his life. Mm. You find out that when he puts the clubs back in the bag and they go back in the trunk, the moment he gets in the whip, he's like blah 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 blah. He's like, where can I get my dick sucked? Let's go. Where are you meeting me? You know what I mean? Like, you find out that when a focus for the game is done. It doesn't mean he turns that off. He's going to think about it. He just has to feed the addiction. And for Jordan, the addiction was gambling. But nobody who ever has been around him has said otherwise. I know on a personal account, someone that I obviously am not, it's not my business to tell their name, but they've golfed with Jordan in Florida multiple times because they're friends with a couple of pro golfers. He goes golfing all the time down there where all those guys live. They never not bet. They don't not bet. You know, Jordan doesn't play golf for fun with his buds. He's going out there because it's another way to get that gambling bug, that addiction bug, competition bug out. And by the way, Jordan beating you in golf, it's not fun. Jordan beating you and taking 50 grand from you in golf, it's a little bit more fun for him. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
It's a notch he needs to make it feel that it's worth it.
Yeah, that's how I kind of justified it. Like, he was trying to recreate the feeling of heightened competition. And the way you do that is not just competing the way you do. Like, for example, when you play a regular season game, it's exciting. And then once you've played in the playoffs, the regular season is a little less exciting. And then once you play in the finals, the regular season is boring as fuck, right? Yep. So he's like, how can I need to compete, and how can I create the stakes? Ah, if I add the element of financial loss, now all of a sudden my heart is beating again. So maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe life is boring. Right. It's like, that's why I've never wanted to gamble on sports, because I enjoy watching sports, and I'm concerned if I start gambling on it, it will fuck up the experience for me.
Same. I played fantasy football back when it first started, you know, a decade ago, when people just first started passing it around.
Yeah.
And you knew a couple friends at a work, some guy had an office pool, and he was like, you should play with these guys I work with. So I did it for a couple years, maybe 15 years ago or whatever, and then I never did it again, because after a couple seasons of it, I found myself like getting more obsessed with my little bullshit than enjoying any of the game. And I know a lot of my friends to this day, they argue with me. They're like, no, it's, you can separate the two. And I was like, I can't. I'm not good at that. Yeah. I would get so annoyed at losing in my fantasy football, I wouldn't even give a fuck about watching the games anymore. I'd be annoyed. It would be over. I think you're right on the money. I just think he needed to fill that feeling. It's why these teams, you look at a lot of teams, sport dependent, but like you look at a lot of these teams that win a championship the next year, a lot of them have weird slumps, or they have slow starts, or they just can't get back because you won the thing. So it's like, how can I get this engine ready to start from zero? I got to the top of the fucking mountain. What am I? I'm going to run this thing again, I guess. I don't know. Like maybe, but I'll do it on my own time. I think those guys are looking for something. Look at it like this. You can't name me one person at a pinnacle level, sports or otherwise, like a Jordan, like a, you know, fucking Gates or Bezos or any of these guys, Musk, that are at the top of whatever their industry is, that don't have obsessive, addictive personalities outside of their business. They all do. Every single one of them. Whether or not you see it all the time is a different story. Mm. We're just more prevalent to it because of the media. Tiger Woods, if he did that fucking in Jack Nicklaus's era, you'd have never known. The Golden Bear was probably dicking his dip in a bunch of stuff. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, the media lets these guys have their addictions exposed now, when back then nobody knew, you know? It was just a different time. I mean, you can't tell me someone that big doesn't have this chaotic addiction in their mind. They're upset. How else would you get up that high? It would be impossible.
Yeah, maybe it's a form of OCD.
Maybe it's obsessive compulsive. Yeah, something. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're addicted. It doesn't mean they have to be addicted to women or drugs or gambling, it's something. Do you know what I mean? It's there's something that must occupy their mind so heavily that gets them to a place mentally where they're able to be very creative in these other or successful in these other realms of their brain. I've never met a successful person in my life who isn't either neurotic or obsessive or extremely dominant and aggressive as fuck. I've never met them. I don't know. There's no beta executives. You're never going to meet a guy who runs a fucking Fortune 500 company that's like, oh, I'm sorry. Did that bum you out? I'm sorry I said that. No way.
That's a good point,
it's just not
man.
The way. That's just not the way of the world, man. I mean, look at, as crazy as this is, look at Kim Jong-un's ass. He's so fucking aggro. He won't let people know he's dead. That's how dope. Even when he's dead, he doesn't want people to know he's dead. He's that good. He's like, even when I die, don't let them know.
Is he dead, like, you think?
Oh, he's dead, dog. He's dead. Of course he's dead.
You think,
of course
dude?
He's dead. Yes. Why would he?
Bro.
Yeah. You're going to miss those visits?
Him, I fucking you and love Dennis that Rodman? Guy, dude. I love that guy, dude.
Yeah.
That guy was a legend, man.
Have you seen his sister? Have you seen the woman that's supposed to take over?
Oh, yeah. She looks like Michael Che. Dude, her and Michael Che look exactly the same. Look at them next to each other. They look exactly the same. I don't care what anybody says. Dude, I swear to God, when they showed a picture of her, I was like, bro, this bitch do a weekend update? What the fuck's going on over here? Dude, no, she's going to hold it down. Shouts to her. What's her name?
I don't Kim Jong Kim. I have no fucking idea. Kim out of Kimchi. I have no idea who she is.
Dude, how does Bobby feel about all this? He's a little closer to it, right?
Her name is
Bobby Lee about this?
About Kim Jong-un. He hates all the comparisons people put online of her name is Kim Yo Jong. Kim Yo Jong.
Kim Yo Jong.
People always say that. People always make the jokes to Bobby about Korean stuff about Kim Jong Un, and it's funny. Half of the time he like gets into it, and then he'll like have a day where he just is, he's mad about it and doesn't want to talk about it. Like, I think it hits him in a weird, like we filled the studio with a bunch of like a little baby gong and panda bears, and I put a bunch of eucalyptus in there, and we all laugh about it. And then once in a while he's like, I don't want this fucking gong by me. But then it makes me know I'm going to get more stuff next week, more Asian shit to put near him. Every week I bless him with some new Asian shit in the studio.
You got to get like a Kim Jong-un bobblehead. That would be sick.
Yeah. Just put it on his desk. I want to.
Kim Yo Jong, dude.
Kim Yo Jong. Kim Yo Jong.
What a woman, bro. What a woman.
She went to the Olympics. She went to the Olympics, and I think the most ace shit she did was like, you know, when they stand up for the other countries or whatever, and they zoom in on her, and her face was like stoic as fuck.
Yeah.
No emotion whatsoever. Yeah. That's who you need to run the country. No emotion. Yes. Someone blank as fuck. You're going to have someone take over?
Would you let her get on top? Would you let her get on top and ride that fucking red rocket?
100%. Yeah, because she knows exactly what she's doing. Yes. Because, and
you
by the way,
let her be in control.
Yes, because I know that all she wants to do is make sure that I come the best I've ever come. Because if I ask her, you know, we're fucking, and she, and I'm like, don't you want to come? And she's like, I don't come. That's for weak people. And I'm like, oh shit. You know what I mean? She just puts me in my place. She thinks coming is a weakness for women. She's like, women who come are weak people.
Now, when you finish, does she give you one of those like warm, moist towels? Like, how exactly does it work when you?
No, man. She's real direct. As soon as I'm done, she gets up off me and she goes, get up, wash yourself, go, wash yourself now. She makes me wash and she stands there while I wash.
Right.
Feet, more feet, more feet. I wash off my feet and she goes, okay, change. We must leave now. She's direct with me, dude. I like it. I got to be honest. I enjoy my life with her. Yeah, we have a good little time. I'm not her bitch, but you know, she does boss me around.
Dude, we got to go to North Korea, man.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
Oh, man. They got no corona.
How do we get an invite over there? What do you have to do?
You don't need an invite.
You just show up?
You go to that DMZ, and then you just walk across.
That's it, dude? You don't have to show your allegiance? Do you have to do so? We should get tattoos. We should get North Korea tattoos to be like, bro, we're serious about it. You know, you can see right
100%.
Here, we're dead serious.
Let's go. We should put on a
comedy show. Let's do a comedy show.
We'll do a comedy show and, you know, we won't charge money. We'll just say you need to bring like 3 high chews. And if you bring like 3 high chew snacks, then you get in and then it's lit. It's simple as that. I'm really down with that, dude. I'm all about that. Eat some bim bim bop.
Let's go.
That North Korean bim bim bop, you know it's
good.
Bim
bim bop is so good.
The North Korean bim bim bop?
That sizzling egg, bro. Yeah, man. That's what we serve at the shows. I'm in. Let's
dude,
go. I'm down.
Go,
I'll do
man.
It.
North
I'll
Korea.
Do it. It'll be me, you. We got to bring. They only like whites, huh? They're racist. They don't want any non-whites, right?
No, you could bring. You could bring blacks. Or Dennis Rodman was a black.
Not really, though.
So you need to bring like trans blacks. We got to bring a trans black with us.
If you're gonna bring a black guy, he's got to have he's got lip piercings and lipstick, like you know.
He's
you know what
have
I mean?
The whole
like,
thing.
Yeah, he's got to be. You know,
who's the
like
gayest
a
black comic?
Article.
Who's the gayest straight black comic that you guys have out there in LA?
The gayest straight black comic would be like, that's tough. I don't know. Like, who is it in New York? Who's the gayest straight white comic? In New York.
Who's that one? Oh, fuck. The gayest straight white comic?
Yeah.
Who's the gayest straight white comic? Oh, it was Harrison Greenbaum.
I don't know who that is. I have no idea.
Yeah,
who that
I
is.
Mean, like, he said he was straight. And he also did magic and he did,
that's it.
Bro.
Stop. You're done. That's it. That's it.
He did
magic. That was it.
He did stand up and he had like a super gay voice, which is his. That's what I understand about the gay voice. Like, that's up to you, right?
Yes, dude. I watched a documentary that got a lot of criticism called The Gay Voice. You can look it up. I think it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it was done by a guy who's gay And he got so much hate in the gay community because he did a thing saying he talks.
It's a fake voice.
Yeah, he has a very deep voice. And he's like, that's cultural. That's just cultural influence. That's all that is. That's cultural influence.
You're choosing to talk like that because you speak with the accent from wherever you're from, right? Like if you're from New York, you have a New York accent. You're from Chicago, you have a Chicago accent, right?
Yeah.
So why is it that somebody is from New York, they're from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, and they're like, yes! Like, you wouldn't hear that sound ever in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, right? Like, it's like, hey, you want to get a pizza at the corner? Yes, I got a pizza at the corner. It makes no sense, right?
Yeah, man. It's cultural. It's his cultural. And this guy talks about it in the documentary, and a lot of gay dudes in it get mad at him. And it's like, first of all, he's exploring the idea. That's all. He wasn't shitting on it. He's saying, I believe because he goes, he's like from Kansas. He's like, I speak with a very like farm Midwest slang. Yeah. He's like, I don't have the gay voice. And I get criticized in the gay community. Other gay dudes are like, you know, he talks too domineering. Sorry. And he sounds like he's better than us because we have this accent. It's like, no, dude, fucking some people adopt those things and others don't. Dude, if you go to London for long enough, you start turning into Madonna, where you get like the little like this fucking weird British accent that comes out. Yeah. Yeah.
We were just talking about that. So, so I guess my question is, where is Ron Funches from?
Ron is Ron.
What Ron city is, got that accent, bro?
Ron is from the south side of Chicago, and then they moved to Portland. Come on. Like, Portland is the most white, hippie, weird, like...
Rudest city I've ever been to in my entire life.
Couldn't
when
agree
they
more.
Told me Corona was there, I rejoiced. I rejoiced. They said the first cases of Corona are in Portland, and I went like this. I went like that. I balled up a fist, and I just went like that.
You know what's funny, though?
The rudest city I've ever been to.
Here's my thing, though. I love the Pacific Northwest. I've always loved Seattle. I've always loved Vancouver. Portland. There's a beautiful cities up there, but for some reason, the culture in Portland is so judgmental. It's so fuck. It's like there's this very holier than thou attitude. I mean, fucking Fred Armisen's show, Portlandia, in a nutshell, explains that it is, they judge the fuck out of everybody. You are up for judgment. It is social justice heaven, dude. It's crazy.
Dog.
It's crazy.
We went to this restaurant, right? And it didn't have any like seating really. So I asked the woman that worked in the restaurant, I was like, hey, could you recommend a restaurant where we could have like some table service or something like that in the area? And then she goes, yeah, do you have a phone? And she goes, do you have a smartphone? I go, yeah. And she goes, why don't you try typing it in that?
Fuck you. Yeah. Although, by the way, props on that slap, because she slapped you hard right there.
Dude, she slapped me hard.
She slapped me hard.
This social right justice
in your
warrior
fucking
bitch.
Face.
And then I'm sitting there with Alex. You know Alex, right?
Yeah, he does
all the video for me. He's black, right? And loud in the restaurant, I just go, why'd you call my friend the N-word? Hey, I go, why'd you call him the N-word? That's inappropriate. That's not nice. Yes. Bitch. That's one of those things I wish I did in the moment, but I actually just tucked my tail between my legs and I walked out.
Because she slapped you, dude. She slapped you hard. She was like, get the fuck up out of here.
Dog, I couldn't believe it. I literally couldn't believe it.
But there is a weird attitude in Portland and here's what's strange about Portland, though. Like I said, I love the Pacific Northwest. It's fucking gorgeous up there, man. Some of the best days I've ever had were in Seattle with my buddy going to this little beach that he took me to out there drinking beers on paddle boards and shit. It's gorgeous up there, man. You go to rural Oregon and rural Washington, different world. It's crazy how different it is. You're talking Portland is like, if Portland is fucking, you know, the tip top of social justice, you go to fucking rural Oregon, that's backcountry hunting, fishing, fucking fighting, Trump shit. It is the polar opposite in country bumpkin Oregon. Nothing like Portland. Not even close, man. It's a different world. It's different. East Washington, different world, man. I have a buddy who's from out there. It's hunting and fishing. It's conservative as fuck. It's just
Let's
the coast,
go.
You know,
hunting,
coastal
fishing,
cities.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. They get it.
You want to get out there? I want to live on a lake. I want to retire one day on a lake. I want to die on a lake. That's what I want. I want to die overlooking a lake. That's my dream to me. When I'm done with LA, I want to go to a lake somewhere, get a house on a lake.
That's the most Chicago shit ever, bro.
I love lakes, bro. I fucking love because.
Of course you do, dog. Of course you do.
Where do you want to die, bro? You want to die in Manhattan. You want to die in that fucking overcrowded, congested city. You want to die there?
Yeah. I'm not going to die, baby.
Okay, bro. All right. Okay, respect.
Hey, I'm going to play this soul too, Santino. I'm going to Mars with Elon, bro. I'm not playing around. I'm going to leave y'all on this earth.
You're not leaving me, bitch. You're not leaving me. I got a ticket to ride. Yeah, I called Elon. I called him up. I said, bro, scoot over. Put me in the back. At least put me in the caboose of that bitch. Put me by the flames. I'll scoop and shovel to keep that thing moving to space. I'm going. I'm out. As soon as we can get out, I'll go for sure. I can't believe, you know how many people already have that ticket? I would love to see that list of how many people have the exit ticket. You know what I mean? Oprah.
But real talk, would you want to go or would you want to stay and see this shit just fucking devolve? That'd be dope
I'd want to go.
Like, my favorite genre of movies, post-apocalyptic. Like, I love what happens when there's no rules. Like, let's see some real shit go down.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you're up there with them, they have a feed so you can see everything going on down below. That's movie night. That's movie night. They're like, every Monday we gather to watch Earth crumble. It's a new, every week is a new episode, and they produce it like it's a TV series. Like, they pay producers down there in drones to shoot this shit and send it back up to us.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. We're doing that shit.
I love it.
We're doing it.
I love it.
Yo, have you rescheduled all your dates for traveling?
Pretty much, man.
When are you going to start going back out? For real.
I mean, I'd go back out tomorrow if they let it happen. I don't really want to do like the half full shit. I think that could really affect shows if there's a lot of space in between the seats and just people aren't connected and together. But I'm a little bit more bullish than most people right now. Like, I really think once people see it's okay to go outside, then everybody's going to run outside because we act like we're afraid to go to shows, go to these things. The second they open up the salons, every one of these girls is going to get their pussy waxed and their eyebrows done, their fucking hair done, et cetera. So you're not really that concerned to be in a business, right? And the second you're in that business, you're like, all right, I'll just go to this restaurant. I was in a restaurant with all these people. All right, fuck it. I'll go to the show. So I think we'll deal with some masks and shit in the show. But I'm starting to think within 2 months of us being open, I think we'll be back to normal. Now, the government might not allow it, but if May 15th we open up, I think by July 15th, we should be good to go.
Yeah, I hope, dude. I just, something inside me says
I don't know
August
if I know how to
is,
do stand-up you know. Anymore, to be honest with you. I haven't done stand-up in so fucking long, bro.
Everybody over here. Well, here's the other thing. They're doing all these online stand-up things, people keep offering me, and I'm like, I can't. That is not, no thanks. I can't.
It's not stand-up.
No, it's not. And to think that we're going to be able to even get the satisfaction from that, it's methadone. It's methadone to heroin. I need the heroin. I can't have the methadone. It's going to make me just want heroin anyway. You know what I mean?
It's
like, I'm going to be Advil jonesing
to
so
heroin.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's not,
you know what I mean? It's not even close because, you know, we like the laughter. We like the reaction. We like the connection. And we're not getting any of that.
Right.
So
I know.
Can't
well,
do that shit.
No, I know, and I've been, a few people have talked to me about doing them, and I said, no thank you. I've said no thank you to like 3-4 people already, and, you know, I get it. Look at it like this. Some people don't have any other streams of income, and this, for a lot of stand-ups, they got to do something to make a couple of bucks, and, you know, I don't blame anybody for doing what they have to do. I know I'll hate that feeling. You know, I won't be able to do what I do, so I just can't do that, man. I can't stand up there and talk to a computer of audience members I never see. It's not for me. I mean, they're trying. There's a dude that's doing one where you can see the audience on a feed. That's weird. He pitched it to me. Somebody gave me an email today. Some company, one of these big fucking companies is, you know, that's the other thing. All these companies, these media companies, they're going to be trying to expand during this time by thinking of new shit. You know, like, hey, let's jump aboard what's happening. And I think that's going to tank them even harder because they're walking into water that they got no business swimming in. It's like, You've never done this. Why do you think now is the time to capitalize on it, you know?
Right. Yeah, when, by the way, right, man.
When are you doing when are you doing this your special? When are you shooting this big special that everyone can't stop
November.
Talking about?
We rescheduled it for November 13th Where? And 14th at the Orpheum, but who knows if the theaters that size will be open. Who knows if people will be able to travel? Like, there's so many who knows, man. So
what is
like,
that? What is the Orpheum? 2,500 or something? How big is that?
I think it's about 2,000, maybe a little less than 2,000, maybe 2,000, maybe a little bit more, something like that. 2,000, around 2,000. So it's like, but who knows? They might do no venues over 1,500 can be open until 2021. We're going to figure it out. Honestly,
yeah.
I wanted to do it in a big venue. I think specials actually are better once you film and once you watch them in more intimate venues, because the pacing is more similar to how one person would listen to a joke, right? When you're telling 2,000 people a joke, the pacing is much slower, but only one person watches that joke in their home, right? So when you're talking to 50 or 100 people or 200 people in a room, the pacing is a lot more similar to one person watching at home. So it just kind of blends easier, in my opinion. So if we have to shoot it in the fucking belly room, I don't give a fuck. I stand by the jokes. Right. I don't care. But I kind of just want to do it so we can go on to the next, you know, the next tour and the next
thing. Do you feel like any of the jokes are going to be a little burnt by the time you put them out over there?
For sure. Yeah. I mean,
that's a worry. But I'm that's hoping, a big worry.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's like, I'm hoping that, one, I'm going to have some new stuff once we hit the road again and once I'm able to get back on stage, and I'll have some bits about Corona and how it's affected me, et cetera. But I think what happens also is the jokes you have morph. And they're affected by the experiences we've just had. And all of a sudden, I take those experiences into the jokes, so they feel kind of new and fresh again. But, man, what I've realized is, like, people have a special. It comes out. It looks like it, like, is going to change the world. And then 2 weeks later, it's as if the special never came out. So you've got to keep on producing. You've got to keep on churning out content. So for us, we're not going to stop putting out clips every week. Right, we're not going to stop this. The special will come out, and we're going to continue to do all the things we're already doing. So the special is like one part of that. So it is cool.
Well, when it does come out, I want to go watch you film it.
Please, if you're in town,
I think you need some honest friends there. So in the middle of a joke, if people are laughing, you need someone to go, no, it ain't that funny. That ain't that funny. Relax. You need someone to calm it down. Boo. yo, look, I love you to death. Next time we can meet up, I can't wait to see you again and hang out with everybody. I miss hanging, dude. I miss seeing people. It's a bummer, but I'm glad we got to do this. I appreciate you. We end the episode the same way. I'm gonna walk off camera. You say one word
love
or one
you,
phrase
man.
into the camera. Say one word or one phrase to end the episode. Go ahead.
Okay. Epstein.
In here. We pour whiskey.
You are that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy ginger.
Like that, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.